Welcome to Forward Rowan, Prosperity Through Progress, the podcast where we bring you stories of the sectors fueling Rowan County's prosperity. In this Industries on the Rise episode, join Kendall Henderson, Director of Business Services at Rowan EDC, to explore the heartbeat of local industry. Hear directly from the leaders, plant managers, HR professionals, and visionaries shaping our community's future. Tune in to learn what makes Rowan the ideal place for thriving businesses.
Welcome, everyone, to Forward Rowan, Prosperity Through Progress. I'm your host, Kendall Henderson, and I'm the Director of Business Services here at the Rowan EDC. In this Industries on the Rise episode, we're really highlighting and amplifying businesses that really drive Rowan County's economic growth. These are companies that really just create jobs, they're bringing innovation to their industry, disruptors in the manufacturing space, and really just contributing to our overall community's growth. And today, I'm so excited to introduce Nick Sanchez. He's the owner of GLR Kitchen and Bath Design. Nick and his wife, Samantha, actually took over Brown Cabinet Company back in 2020. And they have really transformed it into a full-service remodeling company while really honoring its rich history. So, Nick, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Kendall. I appreciate that.
Can you like share and just speak into the story of how it began back in K-Town in Kannapolis in 1935? And like, what really spoke to you about the company? What inspired you and your partner to take on the operation?
Sure. Yeah, it's kind of a story of two worlds. You know, Doug Brown and his dad had started a woodworking company back in 1935. Okay. And they started out building wooden toys and furniture and things like that. And then his dad got drafted, went into the war, and they continued building children's toys with a crew of women of 20 women. Oh. And it did that for about 10 years. And then they transformed into cabinetry and ran with that for a few years, and in the 80s, and then brought that up till now. And I started in a trade school back in Colorado. Met my wife out there. I was working kitchen and bath industry for about 15 years out there.
Oh, nice.
Met with her. She brought me over to North Carolina, and I met with Doug. And then started buying my cabinets through Doug, doing kitchens and baths out here, helping him run his business and watching out when he was out of town. He gave us the opportunity to buy his business, so we bought it.
That's awesome. I love how it's like kind of coming full circle with like your trades and just passion for the industry and just how it just kind of almost organically fell into your lap. So nice. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
So Nick, it's really no secret that your company is so engaged, really just deeply ingrained in the community. So how has being part of the Charlotte region really shaped your business? And like, what role do you think GLR is going to plays or does play in our local economy?
Community is everything. I mean, the local businesses need the community to thrive and vice versa. I think our role is providing a quality product for people without price gouging and just taking care of them and keeping the trades alive. Is really important to us and just providing a place where people can come get a career and learn a trade be able to raise a family with that.
Absolutely. And just being able to stand behind your product and like being a small owned business, I feel like you can really like say like we stand behind our product, like start to finish, top to bottom, like we got you covered. You know, that's really cool that you can say that. What really sets GLR apart like from the other players and your competitors in the industry?
Yeah, I we're pretty excited about that part. I mean, we're one of the few companies that are still hand building custom cabinetry. I mean, a lot of people are buying these cabinets out of a catalog from across seas, wherever, just getting it in and getting it into people's homes. I mean, these are built with people's hands, from start to finish from a piece of lumber. And we take a lot of pride in that. You know, and we provide a service and kitchen and baths is just our product. And, we really stand behind the service and our product is second to none.
Absolutely. I think that's something that really comes across with GLR is not just the product, but the customer experience is something that you're able to bring to the table as well. We know that every business has challenges, right? They've got blips on the radar. What's been the biggest hurdle that you've encountered thus far as a business owner with your partner, and how did you overcome it?
Well, I'd say the biggest challenge was transitioning from a tradesman to a business owner. You know, there's a large curve to that. And, going from a man in a van to, you know, picks up some work to turning this into a business where people rely on you is you know, rely on you for their family is a big step, you know. But a lot of there's Rowan County and Cabarrus County, I mean, they have programs up that that business owners can go and take a mentorship and line up with people that, you know, just a few questions that get answered could set you off on the right path. And I mean, I think that made a big difference for us.
Yeah, I love how you guys really embrace the community, and you guys are just really always looking for that next, you know, resource or just one way just to kind of take you that step further. So awesome. Curiously, are there any like significant or major industry disruptors that you see on the horizon? Any new innovations in the space or anything that could really just impact you guys positive or negatively in the future?
Sure. I mean, I think every day we're doing our best to let everybody know that, you know, custom cabinetry is still alive. You know, it's not this world where you have to buy box built cabinetry and get charged this amount for that. I mean, we can still custom build you solid cabinetry to fit your space. And you know, we're doing everything we can to squash that part of the industry.
Are there any huge milestones or achievements or expansions, anything that you'd like to call out and share with our listeners?
Sure. You know, I mean, we have a solid team. I'm very proud of every one of them. You know, Mike Rich being our director of sales. I mean, he's amazing. He continues to bring our company into positions where we strive and we can benefit from. And you know, his leadership's fantastic in that area. You know, our next milestone is we want to double our shop crew.
Nice.
You know, kind of grow that. Get some guys in there and really start making a name for ourselves.
Absolutely. Yeah. And as the EDC, we can't wait to be a part of that and help you facilitate your continued growth. That's really exciting. Yeah. Thanks for sharing. My next question is, how can our listeners interact and connect with you guys? Mm-hmm. You know, for those listening and want to really learn more about GLR Kitchen and Bath Design, how can they connect with you?
We're on all social media platforms. You know, I mean, you can go to our website, GLR. kitchenandbath.com.
It's contagious.
GLR. Look, if you Google GLR Kitchen and Bath, you'll find us, no problem, and we're always available.
Are you currently hiring? And if so, what are some of those opportunities or career pathways that you guys have available at your company?
Sure. Yeah, we're always trying to grow our team, you know, and positions are always available. We do cherish these positions.
Yes.
I mean, we're pretty proud of what we got going. So, you know, once we do all the interviews, you know, pretty strenuous process, but once you're on the team, your family, and we
you're
keep
locked
you
in.
Yeah.
Nice.
You're in.
So even if they don't see like a position open, would you still encourage them to send their resume and just get in touch? Okay, great.
Yeah,
awesome. So it's no secret that in Rowan County we have tons of incredible talent coming out of our high schools each year. So with that robust pipeline of just talent and new candidates coming out, do you ever engage with the local school system, and how so?
Yeah, I'm really excited about what Rowan's got going on with that. They're really pushing these trades. And like I said, I came from a trade school in high school. And I mean, I think if it wasn't for that trade school, my life would have been completely different. So every chance I get, I'm all about it. The CTE program that I think Ann Hoffman's running, she's doing a phenomenal job. And we're getting lined up to judge some contests that are coming up, some carpentry things. And if those kids are interested, I mean, we're more than happy to bring them on and teach them a little
more. We love that. Okay, shout out to Ann Hoffman, Crescent Whitmarsh, and Stacey White that run the CTE or the Career Technical and Education Department at Rowan Salisbury Schools. Okay, well, Nick, thank you so much for joining us and just carving out the time and creating space to talk about GLR. It's just really inspiring to hear how far you've come and what you've taken this already amazing business and how you've created this legacy into like a generational story and just success for your family. So I think that GLR Kitchen and Bath Design is really just an example of how local businesses keep Rowan County thriving and strong and growing. So thanks again for coming on today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us out. I mean, I think Rowan County is doing a phenomenal job of getting these small businesses together, getting us networking operations and things for us to be able to grow. It's been a very fun process.
Love that. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it. So thank you again to all of our listeners for tuning into this episode of Forward Rowan, Prosperity Through Progress. Stay connected with us for more stories about the businesses shaping Rowan County's future. And until next time, keep looking forward.
Thank you for tuning in to Forward Rowan, Prosperity Through Progress. Be sure to follow Rowan EDC on LinkedIn for the latest updates on project announcements, expansions, workforce initiatives, job fairs, and more. To learn more about the Rowan EDC and our services, visit rowanedc.com. And for insights into our Forward Rowan goals, visit forwardrowan.com. Together, we're building a stronger, more prosperous Rowan County, one step at a time.